The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The fact that they're not even favored in this first series, isn't that a red flag?
Now it's Miles Turner on Lillard. He's going to launch one anyway, and he drills it. Damian Lillard has not met a defender that can slow him down tonight.
But here's the thing, last year about the Miami Heat. Like, oh, this has got to be a walk.
Here's my problem.
In the first round of the playoffs.
Top of the arc. He's defended by McConnell. Steps back. Fires up a long bomb. And he splashes it through.
The only thing you have to look at is the past performances, the past matchups. And the Pacers have had the Bucks number in those matchups. And now the Bucks may be without Giannis. I understand why people are feeling uncomfortable.
But it's going to be the final shot here, and the Bucks will take game one of round one against the Pacers.
I can't wait for them to win the series.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Especially after a win like yesterday. 109-94, the Bucks beat the Pacers in the first game of their first round of the playoffs without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Dame Lillard absolutely went off in the first half. 35 points. That sets a Bucks playoff record for a half of basketball. And now you're feeling a lot more comfortable, a lot more confident. What a relief that the Bucks were able to put together a performance like that. Although Chewy says, maybe you sit Giannis. Maybe you don't rush him back. Maybe you say, hey, I think we got the Pacers, big guy.
This game, I got to stay positive. I remembered.
I was told the Pacers were going to be more hungry.
Game two more important than game one?
I mean, now it is.
Because game one's in the books.
So you're saying yes?
Just saying now.
Because they're not going to come out like that, Indiana. And Dame was on fire. He was hitting everything.
Yep.
Probably not going to happen next game.
Probably not.
So do you play Giannis?
If he's cleared.
Because if you get game two, it's over. Right?
You feel very, very good. Yes.
You have PTSD from Toronto?
No, I mean, the Bucks have come back from 2-0 series. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to feel very, very good if they win game two.
So do you...
Hold on.
PTSD.
There, see, I knew you knew it.
Yeah, it was in there. It was in there.
It's a Monday. It's a Monday.
Let's not fumble it.
Well, I haven't been here.
Right out of the bag.
I'm very surprised my computer's working. We have big station news. Unbelievable. People waiting.
Big. I was told we needed to start with the Bucks game.
Yeah.
We did. We just started with the Bucks. But someone getting engaged here and the story that goes along with it is unbelievable.
So, Gabe, see, I knew it. Should have started with this.
I mean, again, I want to start with the Bucks because I was on an island fighting all three of you guys last week when it came to the Bucks.
Let's not act like it's a done deal. Let's not act like the one game where Dame Lillard absolutely went nuclear and the Pacers forgot how to shoot from three is an indication of how the whole thing will go. I'm excited. I am optimistic. But I also know that it's a longer series than just one game, which is what Dame said last night after the game as well.
Absolutely. But the way you guys were talking, the Bucks were going to get swept and none of the games were going to be close.
Well, we didn't say that, though. Now you're putting words in our mouth.
Yes.
It's the way you guys were all acting. Jen's like, well, how are they going to score points? Josh is like, how are they going to stop them? Chewy's like, the Pacers are going to be hungrier.
I am not an expert when it comes to the NBA, but
that's
I would consider the guys on TNT experts. And most of them picked it Indiana.
Yeah.
Shaq, I think Sir Charles did. I don't know about Kenny the Jet, but they were pretty doom and gloom. So we're not alone.
Turns out that Dame Lillard guy's pretty good.
He is good, and I don't want to take anything away from the first half performance, but they did shut him down in the second half. He had 0 points. Now, you could argue, yeah, because they were coasting. Bucks didn't need to keep their foot on the gas. It was, you know, the lead was significant enough. They ended up winning by, what, 15, yep. I think? They were up by, like, 27 at
largest
one point.
Largest lead was 30.
30 at one point. So, Pacers did figure some stuff out in the second half. So, I said, I'll be very interested to see what the adjustments are. And, Gabe, you said there were some adjustments fourth quarter where Dame was starting to be able to fight through that double team.
Yeah, and, I mean, they're just going to try to force the ball out of Dame's hands. And things are going to, you know, Chris is going to have to knock down shots like he did in that game. Brooke Lopez probably going to be a little bit more involved offensively. He's going to have to knock down shots. Same thing with the guys off the bench, whether it's Jay, Bees, Connaughton. Those corner threes are going to be open if they're going to blitz Dame all the way out at half court, and they're going to continue to do that.
Did Doc outcoach Carlisle?
By putting the ball in Dame Lillard's hands? I'm not trying to take anything away from Doc Rivers, but
I mean, like it was 29 points at one time.
The most impressive thing what the Bucks did was defensively. They had a really good defensive game plan where they were
shut
able
down
to
Halliburton.
Force the ball out of Halliburton's hands, and by putting Brooke Lopez on Pascal Siakam, the Pacers just kept giving the ball to Siakam. And cool, man. If he scores 36 points and the offense is running through him, that's a big win for the Bucks. That's a huge win for the Bucks.
I would rather still have eyes wide open headed into the remainder of this series than head in the sand or just blindly optimistic about the Bucks' ability to roll through this sucker. And here's why. Because the Pacers, one, shut down Dame in the second half. Because the Pacers, two, shot, you said, 21% from three.
Mm-hmm.
They, on average, for the regular season, shot 37%. Are they going to have another three-point performance like that? Because we know that that's obviously, a lot of times, the difference between a fantastic offensive performance and a crappy offensive performance is your ability to hit the ball from the three. And I'm worried that if they hit their stride and figure that out, this game is a lot tighter.
I guess. I mean, I don't think that they're going to shoot near 40% from three in the series, because it's about, yes, some of those looks that they ended up giving up were wide open looks, but you know, Nesmith is probably going to shoot a little bit better, but I'm pretty comfortable with Miles Turner taking the number of threes that he took. Like, if Turner's taking 9 threes in a game, maybe he gets hot a little bit, but sure, go ahead, bud. Like, have fun out there.
So for this segment, let's do an exercise. Let's go confidence level going into the game, now confidence level coming out of the game. Gabe, you were a 9, now you're a 10, or seemingly so. Why don't I let you go ahead and give me the numbers?
Yeah, I mean, again, there were some nerves, but this is why Damian Lillard was brought to Milwaukee, and he was basically saying as much on the court yesterday during that first half. This is why I'm here. This is why I was brought here. And again, I mean, Pascal Siakam's got a championship that he won up in Toronto. But other than that, turns out the playoffs are a little bit different than the regular season.
Yeah, but
and the Pacers got a stark reminder of
that. Give me your numbers. Give me your numbers.
Yeah, 10. 9 and 10. Let's go. Let's roll the balls out. Bucks and 6.
But okay.
A 7, and if they win game 2, then I'll be a 10. But my question to you guys is, there's enough basketballs on the court when Giannis plays with Dame?
I think it's a fair question.
Yeah.
Does Dame just kind of like hide out and be like, okay, it's
I
your
think
team,
that's
you
the
go.
Issue, right? You're never going
I
to
agree.
See this version of Dame when Giannis is on the court.
Yes.
That's just the reality of having two generational players, two superstars like that. So how much does Dame defer when Giannis is on the court? Obviously, the offense was running through Dame yesterday. And like you said, a lot of the other guys were coming through when they were asked to perform. So when Giannis is on the court, what's the game plan? Is it the ball still runs through Dame and he distributes to Giannis? Is Giannis at the point? He's bringing the ball up the court. Like, what do you think we're going to see when Giannis eventually gets back on the court?
I think that Giannis can help alleviate some of the pressure. You can give the ball to him and have him bring it up the court, because I mean, the Pacers had a lot of energy into trying to deny Damian Lillard the basketball. Full court pressure, just trying to, you know, be bothersome for the entire time that he was in there, for all 38 minutes that he played. So I think having Giannis can alleviate a little bit of that. But I think for the most part, you still run it through Dame. And there are plenty of other ways that Giannis can score, whether it's through the screen and roll, whether it's through rotating. I mean, the Bucks, the guys were getting wide open layups at different points in that first half because of the rotations that Indiana had to do, because so much attention was being paid to Lillard. Like, it's going to be interesting, because also, there's no way Indiana can play defense like that against Dame if Giannis is out there. Just can't. You can't give that much attention, because then it just leaves you wide open on the back end, and it's just going to be Giannis dunk, Giannis dunk, Giannis dunk.
Carlisle's a good coach, though.
Doc's better.
You think so?
Yeah. Carlisle hasn't won a playoff series in a decade.
It's Indiana. It's not Hoosiers anymore.
Well, he was in Dallas before that.
No, I know. But he's still considered a pretty good coach.
He's a solid coach. He's not as good as Doc.
Would not expect his bench to be used as much as it was in that game. I think I read that he went 11 deep.
Yep.
Oftentimes in the postseason, we've talked about this before, teams tend to tighten up, go a little bit smaller rotation. The other thing, though, and I mentioned this, guys, the Pacers missed 31 of their 39 three-point attempts. That is not going to happen again.
Mm-mm.
So, again, just be conscious of the ways that this series will evolve as they continue to take the court. Do you, Gabe, I know there's no information out there, but what does your gut tell you? Expect Giannis to be back on the floor on Tuesday, or do you think they will hold him out again, let him get as close to 100% healthy as possible, because you're going to need him more in the further series, it would appear?
I don't think he plays, and I don't think it had anything to do with them winning or losing game one. It's just the way it was talked about yesterday, and the way it was just kind of so matter of fact, the closer and closer we got that he wasn't going to play, tells me that he probably wasn't that close. And if we see him, it won't be until Friday for game three.
As long as they win, I wouldn't play him. They win game two without him, let him sit again.
But that's what Gabe was saying. He doesn't want his appearance to be dependent on the outcome of any of these games.
And I don't think it is.
Maybe not from a team standpoint, but you have even said, you know, Giannis is going to want to be out there.
That's
so
the thing.
All of a sudden they got their backs against the wall, oh, miracle, he's healed, he's out there, he's going to force the issue.
Oh, he's absolutely going to force the issue, but I don't think they're going to put him out there until, again, the second they say, okay, he's going to be out there ready to, and he's going to be chomping at the bit to go.
All right, so my numbers were, I came in at a 5 from a confidence level, just didn't know if this team could put it together, and now I think I'm at a 6.
That's it?
Yes, because I still think the challenge is going to be getting Giannis and Dame both on the court at the same time, and how that offense runs and how smoothly it runs. Again, what Dame did yesterday was fantastic. It was incredible. It was so fun to watch. Little bit of a pause on it when they shut him down in the second half. Little bit of a pause because the Pacers missed so many of their three-pointers. Again, came in as a 37% shooting team from three. And how do Giannis and Dame, against this fast-paced team, against this high-scoring team, how do they work together? What's the chemistry? What's the dynamic? Where's the ball? All of those types of things. So I'm a little still putting the pause on they will win this series.
So you think that they're going to lose 4 out of the next 6?
No, I just said I'm at a 6%, I'm at a 60% optimistic as opposed to 50% optimistic. Because it's all things positive, right? We're doing all things positive.
Yeah.
Bucks in 6.
No. If 5? They win game 2, it's in 5.
Gentlemen, sweep.
If they lose game 2, it's 6 or 7.
Yeah, I still think it's going to be 6. The Pacers are a good team. Bucks are not 100%. I think they win in 6.
You think they lose next game?
I'm going to say not they win every game. If you ask me before every game, I'm
then
saying they're winning every game.
Is it a 14-game series or what? I mean, what are we doing here?
Best out of 11.
800-990-3776. Give me your numbers this morning. What was your confidence level on a scale of 1 to 10 coming into the game? What is your confidence level going out of the game of the Bucks winning this series? 800-990-3776. Okay, Gabe, we've talked about the Bucks. We were going to talk about the Bucks regardless. We have other things to talk about with the Bucks as well. But we got to get to the breaking news. Because Chewy, again, it's very, very exciting that we have a member of our family that got engaged over the last week or so. But the fact that Chewy didn't tell anyone, the fact that Chewy
kept it
close to the vest
is
really the biggest breaking news of it all. Like, he knew the whole time that this was going to happen, because I guess you spilled the beans.
It's a huge relief to me. Huge relief to me that Chewy was, for once, able to keep something in his own damn mouth.
But thank God he went to Europe for 2 weeks. Because he made a rookie mistake and got engaged right away, and she said no. So it took 2 weeks for him to soften
convince,
her up.
Yeah.
It's really a good story, and we'll get to it very soon.
You're such a jack wagon.
25% of women say no. Did you know it was that high?
I had no idea. I asked you this morning. I had no idea.
Yeah, we looked it up this morning.
Game set 5.
Because if you're getting in, if you are going through the process,
you gotta know,
getting the ring of, like, rings are expensive, man.
Yeah.
Like, if you are doing all these things and you think that you're ready to spend the rest of your life with that person, like, you've got to be, to me, it's like 95% sure, right?
And yet the numbers say 1 out of 4. 1 out of 4 proposal ends or results in a no thank you. I don't even know if they say thank you. They could just say no.
A lot of dip bleeps out there.
Are you bleeping kidding me?
Yeah.
That could be one response. Okay, so coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, we have a very special guest who's going to come in and tell us his engagement story.
Do we have him?
Yeah.
He said he's in the building.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell is he doing here so early?
He's
been gone for 2 weeks. He thinks
he knew I was going to break the news.
Josh, she doesn't know that he's here. All right, that's coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, this world is geared towards women.
Like, what do we get? I am stepping away from this. Goodbye.
Like, what do we get? They get a comb that dries your hair. We get a stupid razor. Hey, what's the coolest thing we get? They get the hair dryer.
Control.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Special guest in the studio with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. It is our friend and old producer. I almost said old friend, but you're still a friend. You're just our old producer. Mm-hmm. Now Jason. The boss, Ashton Rotman, who got engaged over his vacation in Italy.
I did. Yeah, it was great. It was
I get credit. I get 30% credit.
I don't know why any of you think you
when
should get
I
any
first
credit.
Met you. You wouldn't talk to anyone. You'd have your head down. The thought of dating a
have
girl was so outside of your realm. And then I cracked you. Hi, Ashton. Hi. I mean, 30%, right?
Oh, it's higher than 30? That. It's at least
what?
40.
Gabe.
At least 40. You're selling yourself short, Chew.
Yes.
At least 40%.
Garbage. No. I don't know why you get 30%.
Congratulations to you, though.
Thank you.
For hanging in there after two no's. Stuck it out.
That's not what happened.
You know?
No, she didn't say no. She said, I'll think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
She said, I don't really have any other prospects at the moment, so sure. That's really the exact answer.
How'd it go down?
Okay, so we went to Italy for 2 weeks. Great. I've never been anywhere ever, so sure, you guys can get credit for that or something. I don't know. Whatever you guys want credit for, you can have. We go to Italy. I was planning on doing this in Italy the whole time I was going to propose to her. I'm not good at keeping things in, though, so everybody knew that I was going to do this, I think, probably including her. The thing, yeah, Josh. The thing that probably tipped her off, though, to when I was going to do it was when I booked this gardens tour in Florence. In her mind, I'm assuming she was thinking, well, this guy's never kept a plant alive in his life. Why does he want to go see a bunch of flowers? So that was where I did it. It was in Florence at the Bardini Gardens. There's this beautiful setting of these plants called wisteria plants. They're purple. They hang down. There's this huge tunnel. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just do it there. So I did it.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, I blacked out. 100%.
You did.
There are some really good pictures that I'll show you guys. Of me, I had this whole plan of what I was. I'll just go the whole story. We got time. It's a morning show, and you know, you guys aren't talking about anything important, anyways. My whole plan was we were going on this tour of these gardens, and I was gonna like ask somebody to take our picture in the group, and then I was gonna do it. Then I would have figured out a way to do it. Then we get to the tour. Turns out just the two of us. So that plan gone. Then I'm like, okay, well now I got to think on my feet, and it's me, my girlfriend or now fiance, and then the tour guide. And I spoiled the story. She said yes. So we go there. I'm like, all right, in my head, I'm not paying a word attention to this guy is saying. And I'm just thinking, now what am I going to do? My whole plan is now foiled. So we get to these things and this tunnel of the wisteria plants, these beautiful purple flowers. And I'm like, great, I'll do it here. Except there's a million people there today because it's unseasonably warm in Florence. Everyone in Florence gets free admission to go to these gardens. So today's a perfect day to do it. And now I'm panicking because I'm like, well, now what am I going to do? I don't want to do it in front of all these people because they're just in my way. They're not like, I don't want them to not be.
No, you were scared.
They're just
you were scared. That's
I was a little scared.
Okay.
They're just in my way now. I'm watching you back there.
I'm looking at some pictures of the trees at these gardens. They are stunning.
Yeah, really? It's great.
They're like the kind that like fall over.
I should get some credit for planning that
purple,
part.
And purple, and it's very like, they're beautiful.
Yeah, I reached out to the gardens and, you know, I sent Italian emails, like asking them if they have private photographers or like secret photographers. They didn't know what I was asking. That's on me because I don't, you know,
speak Italian.
It's kind of the Google Translate didn't really help me there. So anyways, so we get down to this tunnel.
Secret photographer.
There's, I don't know, private, secret, whatever. You guys know the secret photographers are hiding in the bushes. And
paparazzi. Yeah, I didn't realize. Okay. Hey, it's Ashton Rotman.
But this way they're called paparazzi because you're popping the question. Anyways. So.
Wow, that's a dad joke.
Nothing, Josh? Unbelievable.
Yeah, and then something popped later on, I'm sure, huh?
Okay. Champagne, too? Champagne?
That wasn't what I was thinking.
Trying to throw you a life raft.
Yeah.
So we go to this tunnel. We're walking through it, and my whole head the whole time, I have the ring in my pocket, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do here. I don't know when I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it now. I had this whole plan, and it's going to hell. And I'm like, I have to just do it at some point. So finally, we get to the end of the tunnel, and there's one picture of me holding the ring like halfway out of my pocket. She doesn't know. And I'm just serious face because I'm debating in my head whether or not I'm going to do it here. Of course, I put the ring back in my pocket. Didn't do it there. Chickened out.
What the heck?
I know. And at that point, my girlfriend said in her mind, she's like, oh, maybe he's not doing it here. That she thought I was going to. And she's like, oh, maybe he's not going to. 3 feet later, we're out of this little tunnel and we're still in front of, you can see the Duomo in the background of Florence, the big cathedral.
Yeah.
So that's still in the background. I wanted that. And then I was like, okay, well, here, I have an idea. I'll have our tour guide. We'll take some pictures. And instead of the tour guide taking the pictures, which would have been a lot smarter, my girlfriend is taking the rear-facing selfie pictures of us, which is still good. So now in my head, I'm like, I have an idea. So she's taking pictures of us. I take the ring out of my pocket, and I put it over her shoulder, and I open up, like, the box. Problem was, I opened it up upside down.
Did the ring fall out?
Thankfully, no. Oh. So, but because I'm so, you know, quick and on my feet,
so
and my hands,
yeah, smooth, yeah, exactly. Just smooth operator.
There's back to back pictures of me going like this, looking at it, realizing that it's upside down, and then the very next picture is it's flipped, and I'm staring at our tour guide while she's looking at the camera. And then what we don't have is a picture of is me actually getting down on the knee because she had the camera, not anyone else, because I'm an idiot.
So then she said no.
And she shut up. She took the picture. She was looking at it. She couldn't see the ring. And I said, oh, you should zoom in on your right shoulder. And she's zooming in on it. She's still like looking at it because obviously the ring's so small. And she she turns around and there I am on a knee and I blacked out. I'm pretty sure I said the right things. And she said yes. And there we are.
Yay! That's so wonderful.
Yeah, that's a good.
So how do you have a picture of, if you didn't have anybody taking pictures, you said there's a picture of you, like, before you did it, like, hesitating.
Yeah, so
where did that picture come from?
There were, like, times where we were taking pictures of, here, you can zoom in right there. There's a picture right there. Gabe will see it, and he'll pass it around. My right hand is in my right pocket, and I'm, like, just stone-faced staring at the camera with the ring in my pocket.
Look at this dip bleep.
I'm trying.
Just girlfriend having a great time, and he's just got this.
That's the same look I had when I took my photo for the Packers.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's every high school football player trying to meme mug.
It's amazing that we used to let you run the show. Really a marvel.
You know, follow that up with me realizing that it's, you can't really see it in this picture, so I'll show you guys after the break, but Gabe will be able to see it. The ring is upside down.
I'm
staring at it, realizing like, oh no, what have I done? What do I do? How do I flip it? And I just quickly flipped it. And
then, yeah, I mean, it's in the, and like the ring's in the shadow, so you can't quite see it unless you zoom in. But she's trying to take a great little picture.
And I'm just here looking, ruining it.
You can see the moment of, like, looking at you, there's, like, panic just setting in there.
Because I'm staring at the ring like, oh, no, what am I doing? It's upside down. I'm looking at it, and then I, you know.
So did you know that Gabe slipped when you were on your way over there?
I mean, here's what I will say. I'm not going to blame anybody because of the people in this room, I'm pretty sure you're the only one I didn't indirectly say it. It wasn't on purpose. You were in Florida, so.
I mean, but it was a little bit on purpose.
Yeah, well, it was a little bit on purpose, but, like, also.
But of all the people to slip.
Yeah.
It was Gabe.
Wait a second.
That's what we're trying to say. Gabe slipped and told Chewy.
Oh, well, that's fine.
No, it wasn't fine.
That turned out to
Gabe
be fine.
Gabe was sweating the whole week.
Did you bring it on the air?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
half a cup.
First thing he said when he opened his mic after finding out was, Gabe, you screwed up.
Wow.
He did keep the secret.
He did not say what it was.
At this point, well, because I didn't know when you were doing it, but I guess at this point when I let it slip, you were already engaged. So I guess I feel a little bit better retroactively. But was I more nervous that Chewy was going to let the beans spill
on
the
air?
Or was I more worried about Bucks game one?
There was a time.
Chewy letting that slip.
That's
by
amazing.
1,000%.
I had to do a jewelry center read, and I was laughing, and he was sweating.
Yeah, when Josh is like, yeah, he's got a jewelry center read. Like, oh, boy.
Did Susie know?
Yeah.
Beforehand?
Yes. Yeah.
How often was she bothering you?
She wasn't. Yeah, I'll give her credit. No, she was great. Right. She did like a month or two ago when I was like finalizing the plans for it. She was like, "Why don't you do it this date?" And I'm like, "I got it."
So when's this going to happen?
Next year at some point.
You don't have to invite me if you don't
want. No, I mean, you can. I might give you the pity.
I'm just the rule,
so you
right?
can show up for 37 minutes?
No. It's for the pity gift invite, really. Like, let's be honest. Yeah. I'm smarter than that. Yeah.
Okay, so more growth. And Susie happens to be Ashton's mom for people who haven't been listening for a long time and are aware of that. More growth. You having a girlfriend and asking her to marry you, or this guy not telling anyone?
Great question.
That is.
Great question. It's Chewy, I think,
though. Engaged.
I think it's Chewy.
Well, I'm involved on both sides.
Do you
right?
want double credit?
Yeah, he gets double credit. I mean, he gets credit for his own growth, and he gets credit for nurturing the growth of Ashton. It's a win-win.
Is he wrong, though? I don't think Chewy's that wrong. I think, Ashley, when we all met you, it was like, you were afraid of your shadow,
yes.
And that's a little bit hyperbolic, but I mean, it was, you were just kind of a little, you know.
Saw him jump one time at the old place because of his shadow. Granted, you know.
Big shadow.
Our old, well, it's a big shadow, and our, you know, old office was a
might
little creepy.
Been, might have been haunted, so yeah, it's fair. But again, to be in this relationship, and to have found a wonderful girl, and to now be getting married, like, you're a different person, dude.
I agree with that. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you,
you're
Jen,
welcome.
Gabe, and Chewy. Thank you.
No, it's just more thank you, Chew.
Yeah.
I don't want to give him all the credit. That's
fine.
Why does he get credit?
Well, he doesn't really get credit for anything else around here. So.
Good point.
All right, that's fair. Sure. Thank you, Chewy, for changing me and making me a better person.
You're How confident were you in the yes?
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Okay.
Yeah. No, wasn't.
That is a lie.
No, it's not like we had. It's not like it was a surprise. Like, we talked about this stuff, and... Ah, I didn't think she was going to say no.
Ah, I wish she did.
Are you surprised to find out that 25% of women have said no to a proposal?
Yes.
Doesn't that seem high?
That's a lot.
What would you have guessed?
5?
That's okay. That's
what
I said.
Yeah.
Because you gotta, I mean, again.
But wrong. I mean, smart, yeah. But wrong.
Because you gotta be really calm. It's not my fault.
25%?
1 out of 4.
So I should be celebrating.
Let me ask you
more.
This.
Yeah, right?
Look, when the girl says no, is it over?
I think it kind of has to be. I feel like, especially if that's where he was hoping it would end, and she was not.
Is it a no but? Like, no but, let's keep, we're not ready?
Could be a no but.
If even, I mean, it doesn't matter. The second the words N-O, the letters N-O come out of her mouth, like.
Our listeners have to have some good stories.
What if she said, let me think about it?
That's a no.
That's a no.
That's a no.
If it's not a yes, it's a no.
Yeah, your parents have told you, let me think about it. There's never a yes
sure,
at the end of that train.
I'm sure you
What if she
used,
says,
let me think
let
about
me
it.
Let me see the ring.
What if she says, possibly?
Again, it's not a yes. If it's not a yes, it's a no.
My kids are experts in the possibly. My daughters go, that means yes, no, maybe so. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly right. Wow. At one point, they were like, "That mommy says it means maybe yes, but it usually means no." And I was like, that is also correct. I will say yes if I mean yes. Anything else is pretty much a no. So what do you, Chewy, what did you think? 5%? 10%?
I thought a little higher.
3%?
I was going to say 10%.
So what
but
does that speak to? Just the delusion of man? Because we could talk about that if you guys want to.
It's pretty high.
I also think some people probably use it as an attempt to save relationships that everyone knows is doomed.
Yeah.
Ah.
Like it's a last-ditch Hail Mary. Mm-hmm.
Which is a better Hail Mary plan.
Than having the baby.
than the baby Hail Mary plan, yes. Because
in terms of Hail Marys, it probably goes like pet. Proposal child.
and forgot the gaps.
And the thing that would actually save the relationship, therapy, is nowhere on the list.
Oh, no. That's
our dog's not therapy?
Like, if you said, honey, I would like to continue this relationship, and the person's like, I don't think so. The next word out of your mouth should be, I will go to therapy. Like, that'll save a relationship faster than any of the other things you threw out there.
It's also one of the more expensive options there.
Yeah, your insurance covers it.
Rings are expensive.
What insurance covers that?
Mental health? Lots now.
I don't know if that's...
Lots now.
Yeah, money.
Look into some details.
Good to know.
Yes, my advice to you is go ahead and get a couples therapist right now, and then you'll
that sounds like
have them on retainer.
I'll just be the therapist.
He's got it.
I mean, he got you this far.
He's just going to start laughing in the middle of it. Like, well, you know, we disagree on this, and he's just going to start laughing. I can't believe you guys are engaged.
And the percentage of the credit will continue going up every time you see him.
So we're at 60%? You have 60% credit. That's what you get now?
Oh, that's pretty good.
I don't think you should, but that's what you think.
Ah, not 60. That's kind of high. 45.
Can you? Yeah, come on. You guys should be able to come to an agreement on percentage here.
10.
Do you realize how scared you were of yourself?
That he's even negotiating with you right now is such a sign of growth.
It's such garbage.
He says 10, and I'm like, whoa.
When I first got here, would you keep your head down and just walk
You're
by me
mean.
Without saying, I'm not that mean.
You were.
You turned out to be meaner than me.
You deserve it. You had it coming the whole time.
I've missed this.
Yeah.
I miss you two just yelling at each other.
DJ in the Shaw saying, congratulations, Ashy. Does this mean your fiance will lend a hand with the food truck?
I was going to ask
that. Yeah, no, she did already last year. A little bit.
You know, they're the boss now.
But that's not unusual. It's been over a year. Like, yeah, that's...
Check them at the door.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend like I have saying things. It's
Ryan
fine.
From Maguadigo Wing and saying, congratulations, Ashton, you can put it on the board. Yes. Which is a reference to the White Sox, and they're the worst team in baseball right now. But
I did. I mean, after seeing the pictures.
I was gone for 2 weeks. They won one game.
That's a shame.
Do you have any regrets about wearing your White Sox hat?
No.
During the engagement.
I want to give myself credit. I planned that. I said, you know what? I'm going to still wear this White Sox hat.
Because they deserve a win.
And they deserve one win somewhere. And now it's etched in history that on this day.
You had to go to the other hemisphere.
Jerry couldn't stop me then. It's fine.
Exactly. All right, Ashton. Well, congratulations. Thanks for popping in this morning. We are thrilled for you and cannot wait to celebrate with you and your fiance. Fiance. Have you started saying that with regular? Now, is it rolling off the tongue? You have a fiance.
Not yet, but I will.
All right, we'll practice that. Jay, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on right after this.
Celebration always calls for Palermo's Pizza. Of course, Palermo's family of brands, they know what they're doing when it comes to frozen pizza because, they've been doing it for 60 years. So whether we're talking about Palermo's, Urban Pie, Connie's, Surfer Boy Pizza, Screamin' Sicilian, so many brands under the Palermo's umbrella, they're sure to have a slice that fits the appetite that you're looking for. So make sure you grab a couple. Keep them stocked in your freezer. Always easy. Always throw them in the oven. You're going to have something delicious with Palermo's. Find them in the grocer's frozen food aisle, Palermo's. It's Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it, he said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking the ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We certainly appreciate Ashton popping in this morning to tell his engagement story. So much growth from the former producer of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, who is now an executive here at Good Karma Brands. We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll, and this is a valid question. If you followed the show for a long time, you know how hard it is for the big guy to keep secrets. It's why we don't tell him things. It's why we kind of like keep him on the outside looking in and then bring him in as needed. You're on a need-to-know basis, yes. Buddy. Which person's growth was more impressive? Ashton Rotman getting a girlfriend and proposing, or Chewy keeping a secret for 2 weeks? Go ahead and weigh in on that this morning.
You've got a big lead already.
On our gen.
Really? Jumped out to a big lead.
I was close during that read.
The jewelry
center? Yeah.
I was...
sweating it?
Yeah, that was terrifying.
Because I did ask Angie, my wife. I'm like, can I? She's like, no! Emphatic no.
Well, as soon as she said that, then you should have known, right?
Yes.
You don't cross Angie. You'll cross Gabe.
No.
But even that's not crossing Angie, because how much does Angie really care about Chewy spilling the beans and somebody else's engagement on the radio?
I think that she would think that that was a faux pas.
Yeah,
I think that she would, yeah.
And what's going to happen to him?
You get in trouble. Because I had that trump card. I'm like, Gabe told me. He told me.
See, that doesn't pass the sniff
test. I think it does.
If we tell you and say you cannot say that, that doesn't just give you the right to say
it. I think there was a part of Gabe that wanted to tell me just to see how much growth I had.
No, to be quite frank, it was just common knowledge for all the rest of us. We all knew and talked about it. And I think he just forgot his company.
See, I don't think.
Pretty much what happened, yes.
I don't think it should be a lock. When you know she's going to say yes.
What do you mean?
I still think there should be some mystery.
You think she should like hem and haw? And
a
like,
little bit.
What?
Right?
Why?
No, the answer has to be quick, man.
You know you love this person, theoretically speaking. Yeah. You're not trying to rake him over the coals.
But then why surprise him then
what
if you already know?
What relationship are you in? Buddy?
A great one.
What does this mean?
Why?
He's just saying that like you shouldn't say yes right away. You should still make him sweat.
Well, there should be mystery when he said, she knew and it was for sure. That's kind of lame.
Most people talk about it.
Yeah.
Why?
A lot of people go and buy the ring together.
Really?
Look at rings
which
together.
I think is, that part is BS.
Why?
Because again, like you should go and be able to figure it out on your own and like have a little bit of mystery involved in the process.
I agree. There should be some mystery.
Well, the ring, what the ring looks like is a mystery.
I've been given direct directions. I know exactly what it needs to look like.
But in fairness, you're also, you know what, I'm not going to say that. That's the thing. Like, Dario proposed to me at Disney World. Love Dario to death, but he loves Disney World, and I do not. Okay? So when he proposed to me in front of Cinderella's castle, I was like, this is bull honky.
That's awesome.
Right? But he had always wanted to get engaged at Walt Disney World. It's one of his favorite places in the whole wide world. So he was like, this is where I'm doing it. And I was like, okay.
That's interesting.
Great.
Why did you know?
I'm interested.
You knew beforehand?
Oh, yeah. My dad told me.
Okay.
I think most cases, now this isn't obviously because Dario's a case here where it's the opposite, but most guys don't really build up in their head. Like, I don't know if Chewy, Gabe, or me, I've never really had much of an idea about it. It's usually the girls who have the women in the relationship who have the idea.
And I'm not going to say that I had an idea of what it looked like. I tell you what, it didn't have Mickey Mouse. I'll tell you what I thought about getting
engaged. You didn't have Gassy hanging out in the background?
Yeah. Gaston
wasn't
walking.
And then the other thing I will say, and this is, I feel very strongly about this. Again, it worked out fine for Dario and our relationship, but no public family proposals. My whole family was there. My dad was there. My mom was there. His mom was there. His aunt was there. Cousins were there. What that? Yeah. Again, probably going to say yes, right? You're in that space where you know what the woman is going to say. Likely, apparently, well, 75% of people anyway. But I don't like the idea of it being a public thing. I don't like there being other people there for it.
I'm pretty sure if I would have done anything public when I proposed to my wife, she would have said
you
no.
You get a no.
Yeah.
Like at a Bucks game or a Packers game.
That's not a no.
Like that.
That's a not here, not now.
It might have been a no because my wife is not a very public person. My wife is very quiet. She's, you know, that's just who she is. So if I've misread the situation over 5 years enough where I am
that
now
badly?
Proposing in public, it's just a no.
Now she's skeptical.
Yeah, do you know
like,
me?
Now she's skeptical about you knowing her.
Yes,
at all.
And I'm showing poor judgment because clearly she doesn't want to be in that space.
Do boyfriends do that to kind of force her to say yes so there's no embarrassment?
We should call Dario and ask him.
he was a little unsure, so he wanted to make sure everybody
was
there.
We're going to do it in public.
Yes.
We're going to do it with Mickey Mouse there, and we're going to make sure that her whole family is there so she really has to say yes.
There's nothing like a good no, though. I mean, you see
not
him
in that situation.
YouTube. No, not when it's your situation, but
so what you're saying is when you happen to be, and for you this is very few and far between, but when you are at a sporting event and they show the couple on the Jumbotron,
yes,
and the guy gets down, you're rooting for a no?
Kind of.
I am.
Well, from an entertainment standpoint, absolutely.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if there are some plants. You know, we talk about plants games where you're like,
that,
this is so fake. I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing that. The engagement, and then she says no.
Yeah.
Just to kind of like.
That's happened with they pour like a bucket of popcorn on their head and storm off. Like,
that's a little much.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to rewrite that script. It's a little too much. All right. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, Chewy. Lots of stuff to still get to this morning. We are still continuing to talk about the Bucks' victory over the Pacers. Dame going off for 35 points in the first half. Looked absolutely unstoppable. Can the Bucks keep up that momentum even if Giannis is out for the remainder of this series? And we got to hear from the Packers defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, over the weekend. We're going to hear from him and talk about what he had to say about what he saw from the Green Bay Packers and what he expects from them coming up this season. All of that and more on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But guys, big week, big couple of weeks here as Potawatomi is closing in on opening up its sports book on May 3rd. And UFC 301 is fast approaching, which makes the Potawatomi sports book the place to be. On May 4th, the very next day, May the 4th, maybe you've heard of it before, you can catch every round of UFC 301 on a 2,000 square foot video wall. Drinks, food, betting kiosks, luxury seating. The new venue is stacked and there is no cover charge to get in. Choose Potawatomi Sportsbook as your spot for UFC 301. Potawatomi Sportsbook is a new era of sports betting, and it is where you should be on March 3rd when they open up, and March 4th for UFC 301.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You called them a white
stiff someone else.
Earlier.
From one white stiff to another? I'm pretty well versed in the realm of stiffs.
On 94.5 ESPN.
celebrate the Bucks' big win yesterday over the Indiana Pacers in the first game of their playoff series, and how Dame Lillard went absolutely nuclear in the first half of the game. It was like he was shooting into a bucket that was bigger for him than everybody else. 35 points did set the franchise record for points in a half. And now the question is, can they duplicate that effort? Can they continue to be that, like, fine-tuned machine that they were in the first half of the game? Because the Pacers did make some adjustments, right, Gabe? You had talked about how they were double-teaming Dame. They obviously just put, like, a bodyguard on him. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, made it very difficult for him to do what he had done in the first half. And then what is the counter move that the Bucks did and will continue to do as these two teams continue this series?
Yeah, it's just a matter of other guys stepping up. I mean, Chris Middleton had a great game last night. Chris was fantastic and did it in a very Chris way where barely anybody noticed that he had a double-double of 23 points, 10 rebounds, only needed 14 points in order to do it. And I think Brooke Lopez getting more involved. Bobby had a decent game, also a double-double, didn't have his best shooting night. So it's those guys stepping up when two bodies are being thrown at Dame. If A.J. Green gets in the game, he has to hit those threes. Has to hit those threes. He was wide open in the corner for all three of them, missed all three. So it's those guys stepping up and knocking down the wide open shots, because if there are two bodies flying at Dame, guys are going to get wide open looks.
Let's hear from Dame Lillard after yesterday's game.
You know, I moved my life and moved my career and did all of these things and kind of made my life a little bit harder, you know, away from basketball for this opportunity. So coming into it, you know, I just, in my mind and in my heart, I was just like, man, I can't, you know, come this far and not at least try to, you know, put everything into it and put my best foot forward. So this is just one game, but I know it's, you know, it's going to be a hard journey, you know, every night out. And, you know, I'm just excited for this opportunity.
They just have to make that combination work, Giannis and Dame. And I don't know if they figured that out yet. Maybe this helps, you know? I don't know. Yin and yang. Dame's not feeling it, then Giannis. I don't know. But if they do that, then yes, they can win. They can win it all.
Because, Gabe, the example that you always use is the Miami Heat.
Yep.
And how important it was for Dwayne Wade, mm-hmm. a superstar. We talk about generational players, top 75 of all time, to take a back seat to LeBron James. Mm-hmm. In this chemistry, in this recipe, how do you see it shaking out when Giannis finally gets back on the court full strength, full 100%?
Yeah, I think when he's taking a back seat, I mean, it's not to say Giannis can't still go out and do dominant things, but he's taking a back seat in the last 5 minutes. Like, then that's Dame time, man. Like, in the first quarter, Dame's going to be out there a ton. They're going to try to stagger their minutes. We'll see whenever he comes back how Doc decides to handle it. But, yeah, this has to be Giannis probably taking a little bit more of a step back, having the ball in his hands a little bit less, because this team is going to operate its best in the half court when Damian Lillard has the ball.
Because the trickle-down goes past that. Middleton, you know, takes a lesser role. Lopez mm-hmm. takes a lesser role. And I'm starting to see your takes more than a year.
Yeah.
For them to figure it out and learn how to all play together.
And then especially when you throw in the middle of that, new coach, fired, another new coach.
Yeah. No, I see it. But I still think they can.
It's a talented roster, man.
It's a very talented roster. That probably doesn't quite know how to play together yet.
Yeah, and again, the thing I was encouraged by is they had a really good plan transitionally, because the Pacers killed them in transition during the regular season, had a much better plan for that, and they were physical with the Pacers. They were allowed to be physical with the Pacers, and if that continues, which history tells me playoff basketball is going to be more physical, I feel good about their defensive game plan as well.
So we asked you this morning, what number confidence did you go into the game with? On a scale of 1 to 10, and then where are you after the game? Did it change it that much? Gabe was at a 9, now he's at a 10, so he's
an
unreliable source.
I was at a 10, and I'm still at a 10. Let's just go ahead and up it.
Mike from Eagle weighing in saying, I was at a 5 or 6 coming in, but I'm at a 9 now. This was exactly what I needed to see from the Bucks. Playoffs are a different animal, and the Bucks were waiting for the bright lights to turn on. I think Game 2 will be essential, though. Ronnie in the 262 weighing in, saying, I'm cautiously optimistic about last night's game. Obviously, taking game one is great, but it was a weird game and the inconsistency is still concerning. I'll have a better feel about this team after game two, now that the Pacers have time to make adjustments. Remember, the Bucks won game two against the Heat last year by a million points without Giannis, then lost three straight after that. Keep getting us your numbers, where you were on the confidence scale, where you are now as we continue talking about the Bucks' victory over the Pacers. And we'll get to those Green Bay Packers. It's draft week, everybody. After this.